So, Katie, we got a message from an all-morning listener. His name's Rich. He's an AML.
Okay.
And he thinks that his, I believe his girlfriend or wife, Rich, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys.
Okay. And is it your wife or your girlfriend?
It's my wife.
Your wife. Okay. And so, based on text messages that he saw when she left her phone open, what happened, Rich?
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried that my wife is cheating on me. I've noticed just in the last few weeks that when she's texting, she kind of leaves the room and it just feels off, you know?
Yeah.
And she left her phone open, the screen open, and walked out of the room for a second. And I picked the phone up and I didn't see any new text messages. So we, you know, started looking through the deleted texts and I saw a few that really just made my heart sink. I felt like, I miss you. Can't wait to see you again. Don't worry. He'll never find out. And
oh,
then
God.
Yikes.
I heard her walking back into the room, so I put the phone down and that's all I know.
Was
so,
there a name associated, like a contact or?
No, I didn't recognize the number. There was no name or anything like that.
Okay. That would make my heart sink.
Yeah.
That's a no. So your gut was right that something's off. Then you see her texting and you go check and there's no new text messages. You're like,
she's clearly hiding it if they're going to the deleted, you know?
Deleted, absolutely. Yeah. Maybe she didn't know that you have to clear those out. We don't have to. But
yeah.
I mean,
that sounded bad. You know what I mean? We do these War of the Roses. Anyway. So, Rich, would you like us to continue with the War of the Roses call? This is our kind of point of no return. Cause sometimes people will say, you know what? I changed my mind, because it can go really good for you, except for, you know, if you falsely accused part, but it could go really bad, you know, if you find out that they're cheating. So we just want to give you a chance to opt out at this point.
I need to know the truth. Okay. Let's do it.
All right. We have the number you gave us, and her name's Angie. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Hello.
Yeah, is this Angie?
It is.
Hey, Angie. This is Rod with. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. You're about to be a whole lot better. We have this program that we do where we give away free trips. To be perfectly honest, we buy names, and so we just pick names at random. But this is totally free of charge. You've won a romantic getaway for two for anywhere in the United States. It's all courtesy. Again, no strings attached at all.
I mean, like, do you need my credit card number and stuff? Because I'm not going to do that.
That's a great question, Angie. We do not. And that's a question we get from anybody. Literally, there's no way that we can do anything with your information. All we do is we provide a trip. If you want to take a second and Google us, you can. We've been in the area for a long time. We just give away trips periodically, just our way of giving back. And, you know, like, if you wanted to post, if you went on a trip, you could, but we don't require anything of you. It's just our way of giving back.
Huh. I mean, okay. That sounds cool.
Yeah. Well, congratulations again. And it's my favorite part of my job is letting people know about these trips. It's a romantic getaway for two. There's, you know, roses and wine and all different things, whatever you want. We customize it for you. All we really need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to take with you. And then we'll have one of our reps call you after this to, you know, get all the details of, so you can start planning your trip.
Okay. I mean, that's actually kind of perfect. I would want to take my husband. He's actually turning 40 in a couple of weeks. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I've been planning a surprise party for him. So this is kind of like, that would be icing on the cake if I could also take him on a trip. That is awesome.
That's great. Yeah. So what is his name?
His name's Rich.
Same last name?
Yeah.
Perfect. So he has a big surprise party coming up, and this will be perfect.
Yeah.
So we can move fast if we need to, whatever y'all want to do, but that's up to you. We'll have somebody contact you to get everything going. So yeah, take your husband.
Why the hell would I want to go on vacation with someone who's cheating on me, Angie? Hi.
Rich, what's happening?
You tell me. Okay, I mean, I made this call to the radio station because I hate that I did this, but I checked some of your deleted text messages when you left your phone open a couple of weeks ago, and I I don't like what I saw, Angie. Like, this is insane.
What are you talking about? We're on the radio, right? What are you talking about? I don't understand.
Yeah, we are on the radio, and why the hell would I go on vacation with you when you're cheating on me? I'm not cheating on you. That you miss me, or I miss you, and I can't wait to see you again. And don't worry,
you went through my phone. Oh my God, you seriously went through my phone? I'm not cheating on you, Rich. I'm planning a surprise party for you. That number is from those people that we went on the double date with 15 years ago when we lost touch. You remember Mike and Cindy? That's who that is.
Yeah.
You think that's cheating? That's not okay. I would never cheat on you.
Holy.
It's a surprise party, Rich. Like, and you just ruined it. Because now, you know, the party is happening. But that's all it is.
Babe, oh, my God. Oh, my
God. You can call them if you want. Call that number, and you'll see.
I am so relieved right now. I thought I was losing the most important person in my life. And I completely lost my mind.
You're definitely not losing me, but don't go through my phone. I'm like... What is this? You gotta trust me, babe.
Babe, you had been walking out of the room and kind of just been secretive about who you were texting. And then that day you left your phone open, I don't know what came over me, but I was like, I had to know. And I'm just,
okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, next time just talk to me. I would never cheat, but I guess I do understand how that would look kind of sketchy. Okay.
Yeah. What would you think?
If I saw those texts, I would probably cut your penis off in your sleep. Like, for real.
Oh my God.
All you did was call the radio station. Okay.
Yeah, hi. We're here. Yeah. We're listening.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry about the surprise, but...
So we don't get to go on vacation? Come on, y'all.
Yeah, okay.
We don't have the budget for that.
We don't even get to go on vacation.
Yeah, I know. Right. So it's Jared and Katie in the morning, and so he thought you were cheating. So the I miss you and all that was the double date couple from years ago that you wanted to bring to the party. Is that right?
Yeah, we knew them in college, and then, like, you know, and we're friends a little bit after, and then lost touch after we got married. So
they were the nicest couple. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was the couple we went on the double date with for our first date.
Well, we hope you guys have a really great time, even though the surprise is ruined.
Yeah.
The surprise is definitely ruined, but at least my husband is not cheating.
True. Ugh.
And you're okay. Yeah, you're very understanding with the accusation.
Yeah, because I'd be like, we're not going.
Yeah. He's going to have a party for me. But yeah, maybe you make him buy you a trip for his birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down for that. We can do that. Yeah. Take note of that, Rich.
Oh, let's do that. Let's definitely do that. I can't. Like, I'm so, so relieved. I'm sorry to sound redundant here, but, like, I thought my life was about to just come crashing down. I'm just, no, it's going to be great to see them again. And I'm sorry I ruined the surprise, but I'm glad you understand, too. And I'm sorry for going through your phone, babe. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, let's not do that again. But I get it, babe. I love you. It's fine.
I love you, too. I love you so much. I love you so much, Andy.
All right, we'll let you guys go. And early happy birthday. And I hope you guys have a great time.
Thanks for helping us get this.
You won't forget this one. You won't forget your 40th.
I'm telling this story.
Oh, my God,
on your
40th. No. Oh,
this
my God,
story
no.
is definitely happening. Yeah.
Well, we 100%. Can send you the clip of the audio if you want it.
Please do.
We
yes,
will.
That's how you can make this up to me. Guys.
There you go.
I never want to hear this again, so just send it to her.
Well,
I do.
You're definitely going to hear it probably the rest of your life. All right, y'all have a good one. Appreciate
it. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.